This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
You know, this is really sad. So they were getting ready to film another episode of the show Power.
Yeah.
You know, on Stars. 50 Cent produces, co-produces it.
Yeah.
With a chick that did The Good Wife.
Mm-hmm. He's on the show, too.
But he co-produces, whatever. I'm sure he's more, wants that credit more than anything. But
so
he is on the show.
He's a great actor.
He's not one of the main people.
No.
But Lala Anthony's on Power. She's been on for the 5 seasons.
Uh-huh.
I mean, there's been 5 seasons. So they go out and they're going to shoot. And a production assistant is setting up cones on the road and gets hit by a car and dies.
Oh,
at like 4 in the morning before they even start. So they shut down production. They don't know when they're going to start because obviously a crew member got killed putting out cones, getting
That's
ready to
crazy.
Film for the day. So awful, right?
Did you say where this happened?
No, I think it was in New York.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was like somewhere in that area in the East Coast where they film. Yeah, because they film in New York or New Jersey or something. So he was like setting up cones and got killed. And so I don't know when Power is going to go back to resuming production because they are in their 5th season.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going strong. But for now, shut down.
These kind of crazy accidents on movie and TV sets when just some freak accident
That's
happens.
That's a freak accident. Yeah,
total
getting hit
freak
by
accident.
A car, it's like when a cop gets hit, you know, well, now we have to be careful with
right.
But you see happen to cops and stuff or people on the side of the road.
Construction workers, too, because people just are careless driving around them because they're out there doing their job and somebody sideswipes them and they end up getting killed.
Pedro Jimenez was the production assistant. It happened around 3:30 our time, 4:30. It was in Brooklin. New York.
The set of the show Power.
He was 63, this guy, too.
Oh, man.
So he's probably about to retire.
Jeez.
Man, going to collect his pension and everything, too.
Union guy. That sucks.
That is sad news.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Good morning. Good news to start the day.
What's your good news?
I have good news.
Yeah.
Yes, Riggs.
The last of our kids' holiday helpers gifts arrived yesterday from Amazon.com.
Oh, you mean yours?
Our holiday helpers,
you meant
people
dropping them off at the station.
Tomorrow,
I'm like, they're all here?
Tomorrow is the deadline for them to drop them off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yesterday, our final gifts arrived for our 2 kids. The slime kit and the Legos.
When you say you need to be specific. People are going to think they can drop off gifts here.
Yeah.
Who's
no, they're our kids.
Who's
the
our?
2 kids, my wife and I.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You're like, we got them for our kids.
We adopted two children, Allie. We also adopted an Asian baby.
Yeah.
It's great. No, wait, our 2 kids that we adopted for the holiday helpers that we did last week.
You and your wife are donating.
People called in to get holiday helpers. Everybody got a child. We have 2 of them, Elizabeth and Ellie. We're 2 of them.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to give them our gifts tomorrow.
Aww.
We're going to wrap them tonight. I'm just excited that they finally arrived. I was getting nervous because tomorrow's the deadline.
You're going to go there and give them or you're going to drop them off?
I'm going to drop them off here at the station.
Okay,
yes.
Good.
Yeah.
Thank you for walking me through my entire conversation.
You were talking to us like we were at a bar and nobody knows these. You're like,
What's your good news?
My good news is that last night I got my children to get a bath and get in bed within 20 minutes.
Whoa.
And I even talked Owen into taking showers now, which was quite a feat. I was like, come on. When are you going to start taking? I'm sick of them fighting in the bath. It's annoying. I'm like folding laundry and I can hear them screaming at each other. I'm over it.
Showers are so much easier.
Yeah.
Once you figure
out. When I said, Owen, you start showering, you're 7. Hudson goes, I'm showering. I go, okay.
All right.
Everybody's showering.
Yes. Hell yeah.
Well, good for you. 20 minutes.
In and out.
20 minutes.
And now showering is going to be 5.
Hell right.
Can't beat that with a stick.
It's a game changer.
Gibbons, what's your good news?
My good news is that karma always wins, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
The Bucks won last night.
Okay.
They played the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Yes.
And won Tristan Thompson on the Cleveland Cavaliers. I would never wish ill will or wish injuries on anybody, okay?
But I would.
But I believe in karma, and Tristan Thompson's bitch ass got hurt last night.
Oh, really?
Ha, ha, ha.
Were they in Milwaukee or Cleveland?
It was in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. So Tristan Thompson got hurt on our court.
Yes,
yep.
Ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome,
Suck
Chloe.
It.
You're welcome.
I wish I would feel bad, but this is like when she got hurt. And he didn't feel that bad.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. You're
See?
Right.
So I'm not feeling bad, Tristan.
Screw him.
All good news.
Yes.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
103.7 KISS FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Shipping deadlines. You got to get everything to everybody by Christmas time. So when can you put it off? How long can you put off your shipping?
Yeah, I was glad Craig Carson put up a list on our website.
He did. The full list up at 1037kissfm.com. But you can wait the longest with Amazon. They're one-day shipping. You can wait until December the 23rd.
Wow.
And Amazon's one-day shipping will get it to you the next day.
That's crazy.
I can't imagine the amount, like watching the orders rise as you get closer and closer to Christmas with the procrastinators and the people waiting because somebody gets a gift from somebody that wasn't expecting it. Now you have to return the gift because you feel bad. I hate that.
Chaos.
You get an unexpected gift.
I passed a UPS guy on like Saturday night, and I was thinking, God, you guys are probably working 7 days a week right now. You're probably in hell.
Dude, absolutely.
I saw a U.S. post office worker, postal service worker out on Sunday afternoon. I'm like, I forgot they do that on Sundays during the holidays.
Yeah.
Normally, you don't see the post office out at all on Sunday.
That, yeah.
All the deadlines for USPS, FedEx, and all of that, the overnight, the everything, the ground air, there's a whole bunch. The full list is up at 1037kissfm.com. Craig Carson put a list up for you.
My sister sent me gifts and she said they're labeled for you and the kids. You just wrap them and don't open yours.
Oh.
So one came this morning and my nanny brought it in when she came in, and guess what? It said on the box.
What?
Bath and Body Works. Oh. I go, whoa, it's my foam soap I love.
And dang,
I
go,
but I'll wrap it anyway and won't tell her I know what it is.
Right. Can't they put it in some incognito box?
Seriously.
Damn it.
Come on.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so Miley Cyrus said that her mom, Trish Cyrus, of all people, got her back on pot after she quit. I'm like, are you supposed to do that with your kid?
Aren't you
supposed to support your kid in their sobriety and...
Stop.
I don't know, not get high with your kid?
I don't give a damn if you smoke pot. We're way past that. But at this point, it's like, I don't know about your mom doing drugs and drinking, partying with you all the time. I know you and your mom have their relationship drink-wise.
Uh-huh.
But I think it's weird because I grew up with parents who totally had boundaries like that. We didn't, you know, they didn't drink that much, and we sure as hell don't drink together.
Uh-huh.
Or didn't. Whereas you see people who party with their parents. It's like one or the other. Gibbons partied with his parents. I never would have done that.
You
but
see some
two
of those
different upbringings completely.
I'll see some parents that still want to party again like they are kids. And once their kids get grown, then they want to party with their kids because they're like, oh, I can be friends with them now. They're old enough. They're of age. They can make their own decisions. Let's go party together.
Using drugs to bond because there's no other way to bond with your child.
Yeah.
Do you hear what we're saying?
But,
that's my point.
Me and Mama G do parties together.
Crazy.
But if I were to have an issue and say, hey, Mama G, I am stopping all of this stuff, she wouldn't do it around me and then coax me into doing it like Trish
three
did.
3 weeks later, she'd be just like Trish Cyrus was to Miley.
I don't think so.
And she walked up to Miley and she said, come on. And Miley said, what the hell? Because Miley said she doesn't smoke pot like she used to, and she doesn't do it when she works because she just needs to be clear-headed.
Mm-hmm.
She said, obviously, I'm not that as present, as aware, any of that stuff when I smoke pot, so I wait till I'm not working. But she quit, and then she quit for like 3 weeks, and then she said, yes, her mom, who's 51, Tish, got her back on it.
Tish.
I don't know. I just don't think that's your mom supposed to be the one encouraging you to get back on a drug that was making you not work well.
Right.
Like, if you stopped it because you were having work issues, your mom's not the most supportive. Like, it's
yeah,
pot,
your mom
okay?
needs to support
it's,
that.
It's
like,
not cocaine.
Yeah.
I get it. It's pot. Okay?
And if mom wants to smoke pot, then mom should do it on her own without the daughter around.
That's
do it on your
point.
Own time. Go ahead.
There's boundaries.
There you go.
There's parent-child boundaries you don't want to cross.
But there are no boundaries when you're a celebrity. Because we can't stop. And we won't stop.
Remember when this song was so controversial?
Yes.
She's in the line waiting for a line. Oh, my God. They make the cocaine references. Oh.
I never knew this song. What?
Everybody's in line in the bathroom, trying to get a line in the bathroom. Wasn't that
where
was it later
just,
in the song?
I just bump it. I never noticed that line at all or heard anything about it. That's funny.
You didn't? No?
No.
No, I don't remember ever talking about it or anything.
Is this it here?
They
beat that line.
Wow. Trying to get a line in the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
It's a short line, Miley. It's a short line.
Yeah. Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
103.7 KISS FM. It's Riggs and Allie. It's the season of getting a lot of packages, a lot of mail, a lot of deliveries.
Mm-hmm.
I've noticed as of late, probably over the last year, I don't know about you guys, do you have a regular post person that brings your mail all the time.
Yeah, but she's not that friendly, so I don't ever talk to her. Yeah. She kicked my trash can one day because she couldn't get to the mailbox, and I saw it, and I was like, really?
I didn't put the
trash can there.
The trash can person.
The trash guy put the trash can there.
So we had that one woman that did our mail for years. Her name was Joanne. She was awesome. Joanne would bring up, like, if there was a bigger package that we got delivered, she wouldn't shove it in the mailbox. She would come up and drop it at the front porch.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't cram all the other mail in there. She was super nice. She would come up and make sure that all of our mail was delivered, you know.
Well, packages that are too big, they have to bring up to the door.
Yes.
It should,
They should.
They do. They do at my house.
Last year, Joanne retired.
Oh, no.
We got a card that said, it's been great. Thank you so much for being so nice. Because I got her, like, Starbucks gift cards every year. Joanne was great.
Yeah, you got to take care of your mail carrier.
So for the last 6 months to a year, it's just gone downhill with the new person. We've gotten mail, like packages that are just barely big enough to fit in the mailbox are crammed in there with everything behind it,
so
all of the bills and everything. Incredibly.
Come on,
incredibly.
Man.
New post worker is lazy.
Incredibly. So when election season was around, this happened like a month or so ago when the elections were happening, somebody put a political flyer on the flag of our mailbox that you put up when you have mail in there.
Yeah.
And it was rubber banded around there, and it was the Leah Vukmir flyer or something. And
jeez.
I was like, oh, come on. And I didn't want it because I'd been getting a bunch of it, and it wasn't in my mailbox, so I left it on the flag. And it stayed there for 2 weeks. It just stayed on the flag, on a rubber band, just out of principle. And then I come in one day after that, and it's now in my mailbox. So the postal worker has taken it off of the flag and put it in my mailbox.
Yeah, because the flag says I have mail in here.
Yes.
So for 2 weeks, the post worker didn't put it down?
No, it was just rubber banded. This political flyer was just rubber banded to that flag for 2 weeks. I looked at it every day.
The weirdest revenge I've ever heard of.
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't think the post worker cared about your revenge rigs.
They did because they took it off of the flag and they put it in my mailbox.
Dude, my kids would always put the flag up. Always.
The flag wasn't up, Allie. The flag was down. The flag was down with the flyer.
To the flag.
It was, but the flag was put down, but it was attached to it with a rubber band, this political flyer. Somebody rubber banded it to the actual flag.
I'm sorry. What in that does that say, stop bringing me political stuff because I rubber banded a political ad?
Took it off and then they put it in my mailbox. So now they're saying, here, take this and put it away. And I said no. And I left it in my mailbox and I put the flag up.
The next day. You had outgoing mail.
Yes. You showed them.
Yes, with the political flyer.
I
took the political flyer.
Hold on, I'm trying.
I took the political flyer and put it in my mailbox.
Yes.
I'm done trying.
With the flag up. So they thought that it was outgoing mail now. They came by for weeks, and I left that same political flyer in my mailbox with the flag up for them to take.
Another hobby.
Uh-huh.
And finally they took it, and they threw it away. It was a little political flyer, but they threw it away for me.
Well, you showed them, boy.
I told you it was a stupid battle.
I still don't understand what you showed them. By rubber banding an ad to your flag.
I didn't rubber band it to the somebody else did that. It was unwanted, unsolicited mail that was put on my mailbox, attached to the mailbox.
So you know what you did to get them back? You gave that person on that ad a two-week advertisement in front of your house.
Yes. And then she lost anyway.
Yes, exactly. I don't even know what I want anymore.
What the hell is wrong with you?
I was really worked up about that.
You said the postman, now you're talking about the political ad. Who the hell are you angry at?
I'm angry at the Postal Service.
Oh,
stop shoving my packages in the mailbox.
You should be grateful because they took the thing off your flag.
They finally took it away. Finally. After weeks and weeks of me just leaving it there.
You don't beef with the Postal Service.
They threw away my trash for me.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
So this Milwaukee car was stolen. This woman was at a Planet Fitness on 27th Street. Car gets jacked. She hangs up her keys in the Planet Fitness thinking it's going to be fine here. Somebody's watching it.
Uh-huh.
Somebody takes the keys, takes the car.
No, teenagers come in and take her keys, walk into the gym, take her keys, and go out.
Dude!
Yeah.
So she puts it up on social media, calls the police as well.
Yeah?
And social media starts following along, and with comments, people are putting together who took the car.
She had, like, so many shares. How many? It was something crazy, the amount of shares.
700 shares.
Yeah. No way!
It was, like, bound to be found with 700 shares in Milwaukee. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Dude.
The power of social media. Eventually, they track them down. And she says, they knew that you guys were onto them, so they ditched the car. Shout out to Facebook. Shout out to social media. It was all you guys. If it wasn't for everyone on there, this never would have happened. So she got the car back.
She got it back?
Yes, she got it back.
And it wasn't broken or destroyed?
They had the keys.
True.
So they took the keys, just started the car, and drove off with it. So
I know, but they found it on the street, not in a ditch somewhere. Then.
Yeah,
okay,
right.
Good.
Thank goodness.
Happy
right?
ending.
700 shares is crazy.
Mm-hmm. It is.
It's just further proof that the streets is watching.
Streets are always watching,
You're
man.
Damn right.
And you know who needs to be watching? The people at Planet Fitness need to watch your keys.
Yeah, maybe.
Or right. You need to get a locker, honey. One yes. or the other. Yeah. That's the lesson learned here.
One of the two, please. Mm-hmm. Glad it all came to a happy ending at the end.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind. And now, missed connections.
From Craigslist.
Craigslist.
Oh, hi, girl. Hi.
Hi.
No.
Just a little more manly, please.
No, this
please,
one's written God. By a woman. I had to be a little more feminine. It's a woman for a man. And she says, a misconnection that happened in Greenfield. You were older than me, she says. I think you worked in healthcare. You had a small one-bedroom home with an egregiously large grand piano that barely fit in the living room.
Okay.
You had a dope collection of McDonald's coffee cups and Happy Meal toys from the 1990s.
Huh? Oh, my God.
You gave amazing massages on your piano and made me feel great emotionally. I would love to share another batch of potato French fries in your house. Are there any other types of French fries? Potato French fries?
Not that I've heard of.
Potato French fries in your living room on your piano.
Unless you're talking about the best curly fries. Oh.
You lived in a larger apartment near Greenfield High School. And that's all it says right there. I guess they enjoyed... fried foods on a grand piano?
What the?
I can't get over that.
Is
that why
the
would
one
you have
on 60th Street, or is that Greendale?
I drive past.
It's right by Meyer.
Yes.
Is that Greenfield or Greendale High School?
I don't know. I can't get
Everyone's
past.
Everyone's screaming at their right? radio right now, like, Allie, you moron.
Greendale. They're the same. It's been a large piano in your living room misconnection.
Oh,
the thing is too big, man.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Mm-hmm. What up, Allie? Who have you been FaceTiming with?
Listen, I just had this like aha moment, this epiphany the other day of how different the world is.
Uh-huh.
And how much it's changed, even in just like the last 5 to 10 years. And what I mean by that is FaceTime. FaceTime has literally changed everything because my sister, remember the one who found out that her boyfriend had a wife and a kid? Remember that whole story? If you missed it.
You FBI'd the crap out of that, yes.
If you missed it, I'm sure you can Google it. It'll take you to our website to hear it. It's crazy.
Yeah.
My sister found out her dude was married, whatever, that ended. So she met this new guy.
Uh-huh.
And they have a lot in common. They're the same age.
Yeah.
They're both like managers in education. Like she's a principal. He's like a dean at a college.
Oh,
it seems on paper like a match made in heaven.
Sure.
Yeah. He's a nice guy. He has one daughter he sees every other weekend.
Have you run your FBI alley on him?
And I looked at him on LinkedIn and then he saw I looked at him on LinkedIn because you can see and you pay for it.
Yeah.
So he told my sister, I was on FaceTime with her and he goes, I saw she looked at my LinkedIn and I go, yeah, I'm watching you, buddy.
You're damn right.
You better watch as my sister, and I will kill you if you mess with her. Okay? No,
she's not joking.
does this guy
for your family?
Does this guy know about the other guy who was married and all that drama?
She finally told him about it, and I said, "Don't even." I said, "Did you tell him about that?" She goes, "Yeah." And I go, "No, don't bring it up again."
Okay.
I go because I think it's important you told him so he understands your experiences with dating and your insecurities. But no man wants to hear about anybody you used to date or sleep with.
100%.
I was like, "So tell him, and then move it on, and don't bring it up again." So she said, "Okay," but I have now met this guy on FaceTime, and they've literally been dating for like 2 months, but I feel like I know this guy, and I thought to myself, this is so weird, because like the only point of reference I have like meeting someone was probably, I remember when my sister met my ex-husband, and I remember how nervous everybody was, because there was no FaceTime. They didn't know each other. It was like, I met a boy. And you're going to meet him. Like, and then you had to show up and you had to try to impress someone's family.
Uh-huh.
Now, you just know, you don't have to, there's no pressure when you finally meet the family because you've already met them.
Literally face to face.
If I go to California to see my sister, I'm going to literally feel like I already know this guy.
You'll be able to spot him out in a crowd. You can say, there he is.
Well, there's no necessary, this is my sister. Like, it's not even like she has to introduce us. Because of FaceTime, I literally have gotten to know the guy.
Yeah.
And I just think that is so awesome
it
and
is.
Weird.
On the top of
it's awesome.
Piggybacking on that, I think it also enhances talking to your family.
Yes.
I've been talking to my parents and like friends who are back in Indianapolis that I don't see very often. And it's different having a conversation on the phone versus having a FaceTime conversation. You feel like you're there in the room with them. It feels like it's more,
my sister,
way more intimate than just talking on the phone because you're actually there face to face.
Well, and my parents and my sister both FaceTime.
Yeah.
my kid all the my kids. Yeah. They would never see my kid. They would see my kids' faces like every 4 to 6 months.
Dude.
But they see them every single day on FaceTime. It's like you're with the person. Even it's crazy.
And when they're that young, they change so fast.
That's
grow
exactly
up so fast.
Really change communication.
With my first niece that my sister had 5 months ago, I'm not going home for the holidays.
I've never held her.
Nope, but I know she knows my voice. She knows my face. We've seen each other. I mean, this close to each other. You put your hand right in front of your face, and there you go. Technology is just—it's amazing.
You know
your
really
niece Harper, right? Yeah. That's your niece.
He loves
her.
Her name.
Her name is Amelia Sophia.
Oh, I forgot.
It's not Harper.
I forgot.
I don't like that
name.
Let
me just say one more thing as I'm talking about how awesome this is for our own personal social relationships.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I feel like I know my sister's new boyfriend. There's no weirdness when I meet him now because of FaceTime.
None.
I do want to say the best thing about Skype, FaceTime, all those.
Yeah.
Is the military
who's
deployed.
Uh-huh.
That's the way I feel about it.
Yep.
That 1,000%. Must be such a game changer. Yeah. People must be so mad if they had a deployed dude or chick like back in the day.
Hearing
and
you
now,
say that
I'm not
gave
saying
me goosebumps.
It's easier. Overseas I'm not saying it's easy. I'm saying at least you can FaceTime with your child or Skype with your child. Like that, or see the baby.
Think of the military people that have a baby born, they can't be there for the birth or any of that, or see the kid even grow up for the first couple of years of their life.
I'm gonna cry.
Yeah.
Oh my God! I was just talking about my sister's new boyfriend.
And then you go to the military. When you hit the military button, that is.
It makes me happy for the people that are deployed that they do have FaceTime.
Totally.
Yeah.
Which is why when my sister was dating the married dude who said he was deployed, and I said if he doesn't FaceTime you from a base somewhere, he's a liar.
Mm-hmm.
He was a liar though.
He can.
He was not deployed. He was a liar.
I don't.
You absolutely can.
You're damn right.
If you don't have a phone, you have a computer with a camera on it. Everybody has one now.
Oh, we got a bunch of texts at 71037. Yeah. Somebody said I'm dating a guy who lives 3 hours away and it's difficult. However, with FaceTime, it totally keeps us connected.
Long distance relationships, yes.
Totally.
Phone sex. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not allowed to say that at 7 o'clock. No, I'm kidding.
Sure you can.
And then somebody also wrote, which this is interesting, FaceTime also helps college students getting their roommate. Now, I don't know how they do it, but I remember in college when I found out who my dorm, like the girl I was going to room with, I called her. She was in Chicago.
Yeah.
And I was in Southern Illinois. And I was like, hey, Molly, we're going to be roommates. And we talked on the phone. It was awkward. Could you imagine FaceTiming with your college roommate?
Right.
You're moving in with somebody.
Yeah.
You can now FaceTime them. That's so cool.
Last week interviewed an intern for this show, a new intern
on
for
FaceTime.
January. Because she's doing she's studying abroad in Spain.
Yeah.
So we hooked up on FaceTime and we could see her face to face, have the interview. She's great. Her name's Isabella. She's starting in January.
Yep. What a time to be alive, dude.
I love technology and Skype and FaceTime.
Thanks, Amen. Steve Jobs or whoever invented that crap. Or, we appreciate it all.
Don't thank you to the people that have Samsungs and I can't FaceTime. I don't appreciate it. Okay?
Seriously, come on, Mama G. Get it together. God.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
So when you try to do a FaceTime call to somebody and they have a Samsung and you're like, oh, come on now.
No,
perfect right there.
No.
Yeah, 799-1037, or you can text to 71037, hell to the no. We had our gifts that arrived for our holiday helpers. Mm-hmm. We did holiday helpers last week, and we had my wife and I had two kids from our holiday helpers.
Yeah.
And when their gifts arrived, I paid $16 for this puzzle, and I opened it up, and the box had a sticker on it that said $3. Mark something and sell it for $16.99. At least take the $3 price tag off the box when
Come
you
on.
Ship it to me. I felt like a schmuck.
What
I was like,
the
what?
Hell?
Somebody
Seriously.
Paid $3 for this thing.
Yeah.
799-1037. Do you have a hell to the no?
Yeah.
Yes, Gibbons.
So when you go to a doctor's appointment, right?
Yeah.
And you park your car in the parking garage and you go to the doctor's appointment and everything happens and then you spend the next 45 minutes walking through the entire parking garage trying to find your car.
I walked from level one up to level five, down to level one, up to level five. No, he's got an old car, dude.
I don't have the beep beep thing.
Got an old car, dude.
I thought he had one. Old cars have one, too.
It broke.
Oh.
Guess
what year
guys?
Is your car?
My car's 2005.
Yeah.
And my car was parked on the ground level that I didn't even know existed. G. It was on the G level. How am I supposed to know?
Your last name starts with a G, for crying out loud.
Oh,
you should have remembered that immediately. G. Gibbons, that's where I'm parked.
Like little life things that he doesn't pay attention when he leaves a garage to see where he's parked.
If you got a hell to the no, it's 799-1037, or you can just text to 71037. Christina's in New Berlin. That's Allie's hood.
What up?
What up? So I have to say that this was in the last 20 minutes.
Okay.
Oh, no. I was on 94 eastbound.
Yeah.
And there was a lady that was driving on the left shoulder in the emergency lane where obviously it's illegal to drive.
Right.
But karma was good today and a cop saw it and pulled her over.
Nice. That's actually a hallelujah. That's somebody awesome. Getting their comeuppance right there.
She Girl.
Amazing.
It's like a dream.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah, literally. I was like, this never happens. And I was like, I want there to be
never.
A cop here.
Yeah.
It's not going to be a cop. And then all of a sudden, I was like, oh, I see a cop.
Dude, and every time, Christina, you see somebody do something stupid like that, you wish there was a cop there. And the fact that there was a cop there is like so awesome.
Yeah. When the guy's tailgating, riding your butt, and then he swerves around you, and the cop pulls him over, and you're like, ha-ha.
Sucker.
Everyone on eastbound 94 this morning between the zoo interchange and State Fair all saw it.
That's awesome.
You could hear people applauding in their car.
I applauded as I drove past.
Nice.
Definitely had her head down in her car, not looking at anyone.
Of course she didn't.
That's funny.
Thanks for calling this morning.
Thank you.
Drive safe out there. Good morning, Kiss FM. You got a hell to the no?
I just went to McDonald's. I love their sweet tea. I ordered a sweet tea, take a drink as soon as I pull out, and it's regular.
Oh. Hell no. Like when I get a Coke instead of a Diet Coke makes me angry.
Ooh. Oh, man. It's like I wanted sweet tea, not dirty water.
Dirty water. It's like biting into a chocolate chip cookie and it's raisins. It's just not what you're expecting. I love a good sweet tea too. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
We got text to 71037.
Dude,
you guys are both laughing.
This one's my favorite because I can so relate to this. My hell to the nose when your coworker throws you and the rest of the team under the bus to our district manager, saying on Mondays we talk too long about our weekends with one another. But then, Riggs. There's no hell to the no yet.
Okay.
But then she came in on Monday and had a 45 minute long story, and we all stared at her like, whoa!
Come on!
The coworker tells on them for talking too much, and then the coworker tells a 45 minute story. That's classic, and we've seen that happen in our own office.
Hypocrisy at its finest.
Yes.
Hell to the no in the office world. Thanks for all the calls at 799-1037 and your texts.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Do you have any guess on who Kim Kardashian credits for getting her to stop her drug use back in the day?
The Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
No, I thought you were going to say the Lord Scott Disick, because that's where I go when you say the Lord with the Kardashians.
I thought maybe she's turned to the Lord or something, but was it Scott Disick?
No.
It had to have been Paris Hilton.
Oh, God, no. She was Paris Hilton's assistant, but Paris did a lot of drugs, too.
Yeah.
So there's no reason that Paris would be that one. It was Kris Jenner, because Kim said her and her mom have always been so close. She would tell her mom things like, I did ecstasy last night, and her mom, she was an adult.
Yeah.
And her mom, she said, would freak out on her and be like, you're going to ruin your body. You're not going to have babies. Stop putting that crap in your body.
Well, yeah, true.
And she said her mom freaked her out, and that she credits Kris Jenner for stopping the ecstasy use she was doing, I guess. She said, you know, it's funny, I don't drink, I don't do drugs, I've been open about that, but lately on the Kardashians, she's been drinking.
Has she?
She's kind of coming out of, it's like you could tell she needs a break because she's got three little kids.
Yes. I mean, her high school reunion, her 20-year reunion was on the show, and they were taking shots like the whole time. And at one point, Kim, who is not known for being a drinker, everyone's ready to leave, and Kim's like, one more shot!
She's
feeling no worries.
Maybe they looked at her and said, the show's been on for years. You got to have some friends. Because think about this. Chloe, we know her best friend, Malika.
Uh-huh.
Courtney had Scott, who you could have called her best friend, and he's still around.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who the hell is Kim? Kim never had a long-term friend around.
Yeah, because Kylie has Jordan.
And Courtney's had other girls on the show that have been long-term friends. Kim doesn't have any friends in my eyes. And I almost wonder if they did that on the show because she got self-conscious about not having any friends.
Is Kim the oldest Kardashian?
Yes. She is the oldest of them.
I would think that she would have the closest relationship with her mother. Maybe that's why. Maybe
they fight
her and her mom.
Over it. Oh, they fight over it on the show because they say it's all about Kim. That was the big issue.
Well, yeah.
And now it's all about Kylie.
She's the first. I know that. I was the first, and I'm the favorite in my family.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. I'm the baby, and I'm the favorite. You're the favorite because you're a boy.
Turn the music down.
What?
Allison Gertrude Faith.
What?
How dare you say Kim is the oldest Kardashian? Kim is the second oldest Kardashian.
After who?
The oldest is Courtney by just over a year.
Oh, what? I forget. Kim's the middle. That's why Kim was always so awkward. She's the middle kid.
Yep.
Courtney's the oldest. Chloe. I knew Chloe was the baby.
Thank you for calling on that. I would have just blindly believed Allie.
The worst part is, I knew that.
You agreed with me.
Dude,
I don't know anything about the Kardashians.
Courtney looks the youngest, and she's the oldest. Yep. That's why it's always a mind bleep when you look at the three of them. And Chloe almost seems like the oldest, and she's the youngest. Yep. It's so weird.
But Courtney is OJ's, right? Isn't that the rumor?
No, they say that's Chloe, that's a stupid rumor. That's okay. Not true.
All right.
You want to throw any other bizarre rumors out there?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
Barack Obama from America. Are you sure?
He may or may not be. We're not sure.
Talk about all these stupid theories. Geez.
Is the Earth flat? Yes, probably.
Oh, God, no.
Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Even if you have just gotten out of bed, he can get inside of your head. Gibbons the Great will not dilly-dally. Not here he is with Riggs and Allie.
Oh. All right, 37 wins, only been beaten 6 times in season 6. Gibbons the Great walks into the studio to stump another bumble clot, what he calls them. Let's bring him in the studio. Come on in, man.
And me over here. Whoa. Now. What's going happening?
Well, we got Nora on the phone. Nora, where are you calling from?
Calling from West Dallas.
Ooh, Stallus. That's why we Stallus. Wait, that's why West Dallas, excuse me.
Did you know they got a new logo?
Yeah.
Yeah, in fact, I do. Yes.
Just checking.
Yeah, just wanted to make sure that you knew.
Some people didn't know when I told them. And they live there.
Gibbons the Great is wearing a West Dallica t-shirt. And
that's
he's
right.
You ready to stump him this morning, Nora?
Yes, I am.
Let's go. Woo-hoo. Let's go.
All right, Nora. Is this a real character that you're thinking of?
Real as in alive?
As in someone who really exists, yes.
No.
Could this be someone who wears shoes on their feet?
No.
Perhaps you've got an animal on your mind?
No.
Could this be somebody who has legs?
Yes.
Is this someone known for being kind?
Sometimes.
Has this person ever been in a movie before?
Yes.
Perhaps you got someone on your brain who is made out of metal?
Yes.
Could this be somebody from the Transformers franchise?
Yes.
Maybe you got someone on your mind who is linked with the colors red and blue?
No.
Is this person, this character on your brain yellow?
Yes.
Oh, me got this one already. Let me ask a bonus question. Is a movie based on this character alone coming out very soon?
Yes, it is.
Oh, let me clear out my crystal ball. You'll be thinking of somebody I'm very jealous of. Because this person gets to spend a lot of time with Mr. John Cena in that new movie. You're thinking of Bumblebee from the Transformers.
It is Bumblebee.
John Cena's in that movie?
Him starring in it, yes.
I like the Transformers because of my kids. I don't want John Cena coming in that world. Get out, dude. Oh. Go back to wrestling.
Hey, listen here. You like Mark Wahlberg, don't you?
Yes.
Well, John Cena's a poor man's Mark Wahlberg. Just enjoy the film.
Wait,
like a
poor man's I would actually reverse. What?
What?
I would reverse that.
When it
yeah, I would think
put
so
Mark
too.
Wahlberg in a less classy spot than John Cena.
No,
I would put Mark Wahlberg above John
that's
Cena.
That's what I was saying.
That's what he's saying,
John
yes.
Cena beat a poor man's Mark Wahlberg.
We can't get Mark Wahlberg? All right, John Cena it is.
Exactly that.
That's what he's saying.
Mm-hmm. Well, it comes out the weekend before Christmas, so yes. A week from Friday, and my kids are, I don't know if it's a kid movie or not, but...
I'm sure you can be. It's PG-13.
Yeah, they're not 13, Riggs. They're 5 and 7, so that's a no.
This is why I'm not a parent. Nora?
The hell?
Yeah.
Thanks for playing with Gibbons the Great this morning.
Thank you so much. We love you.
We love you more.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Gibbons, are you okay? Is everything all right? Are you okay?
I'm all right, I think, but I am terrified. All right, little backstory. I have had stomach issues like my entire life. I was like lactose intolerant for a couple of years. I've just always
had... Wait. For a couple of years?
When I was,
that's a thing?
From when I was 7 until about 9, I just couldn't
drink. How do you know it stopped?
Because I tried milk and I was able to drink it and everything was fine.
If we just found out the problem in the first 10 seconds of this break, I swear to God.
No, lactose intolerant
no,
still?
No, he just started drinking. He like just decided he was okay, but he's still been pooping his whole life. Are you putting this together, Riggs?
Yes, I am. But well, Gibbons is sick a lot.
Yes.
A lot.
Yes, entirely
sick,
too much.
And when you're sick, you are sick for like 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
So yesterday, actually about a week and a half ago, I said, all right, I'm going to go get a doctor, but I have to find a doctor. And Allie goes, dude, it'll take you 30 seconds. Go online right now and find a doctor.
Correct.
Yeah. And sure, I almost just cursed. My God. Sure as anything, I swear to God, that almost came out again. I find a doctor in 10 seconds. Yeah. I make the appointment. I go into the appointment with a GI doctor and I tell him, dude, I've got these issues. And he goes, well, what's your family history? And I tell him my extensive family history with stomach and issues in that area.
Yeah.
And then he feels around my tummy a little bit. And the doctor tells me the news.
The GI doctor's a gastrointestinal doctor.
Yeah, so they figure out all of your belly issues. He gives me the news. Says, all right, Ryan, you're probably not going to like this, but...
Oh, God, I think I know where this is going.
We've got to take cameras and put them places. You need to get a colonoscopy and an endoscopy, like, ASAP.
Ooh, okay. You could get it from both ends.
Two in one. So the doctor goes, okay, we can do it this coming Monday, or we can do it in a couple of weeks. And the slacker me wanted to go, a couple of weeks, I'll just wait and I'll feel better.
No.
I went, no, dude, I got to book it for Monday, yes. Like Monday morning, first thing.
Yes.
So... my life is changing because come Monday morning at 8 a.m.
Oh, God, you're going to be alone, Riggs.
I told him that yesterday.
Again, where somebody's alone.
Yeah.
Dude, I have...
Your sickness is a pain in our ass. I just want to point that out.
Well,
you don't get this taken care of, dude. I'm glad you're going.
Yes. But I think I speak for both of us when I'm glad that you're going and getting something done about it. Rather than just saying...
don't make me yell next time.
I'm just sick again. I'm just sick. You know,
I'm sick for 3 days, and it's like, who poops for 3 days? You go to the doctor if that happens. You don't sit at home and not go to the doctor.
Yes.
So now that I've been a pain in your guys' ass so much...
Literally.
I'm about to have a pain in my own. Thank you very much, and Monday is going to be interesting.
I've had a colonoscopy. First of all... I woke up high as a kite. That was great.
That's what I'm kind of looking forward to.
The only thing that you're not going to like is the drinking the stuff before.
And that's right.
Yeah,
the stuff you have to drink.
You're not even going to know. It's going to be done in no time.
Is it similar to the stuff you have to drink before you get like a CAT scan or anything like that?
I've never drank that, but it's disgusting. Like, you're going to gag.
Yeah.
And then I remember when I got mine, when I was having issues, I was in the hospital, I was having all this stomach bleeding, and they didn't know why, and they did it. And I remember they came in at the end and were like, oh, you haven't been putting your Crystal Light in it? And I'm like, are you? I've been drinking something that tastes like oil that I could have had Crystal Light in. I was furious.
You could have flavored it.
I was done with the whole thing, and I had like choked it all down. And there's a lot of it. A lot.
Yeah, no, they're like, you got to drink 8 ounces of this fluid every 2 hours,
and then
for
you're
going
to go to
days.
The bathroom nonstop.
Yep. Yeah.
And then you go in and get it done.
And then they're going to figure everything out,
so they can see your insides. You have to clear it out.
You're going
to
be okay. In fact, since I'm going to be by myself, I think I'm going to call you before and after. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Hey, we can work it out in the middle of it. I mean, I'll stay awake if it's for the better of the show.
Awake. Don't do that.
I'm just not giving up any more of my vacation for this tool. I'm sorry.
No.
I'm going on vacation on Monday.
You go for it.
You figure it out while I'm on vacation. I'm not stressing about your sickness. I hope you're okay. But I do want to know what the hell's wrong with you.
Amen.
What do you think it is?
I think it's either going to be IBS. It could be Crohn's, colitis. And
I agree.
Let me tell you, honest to God truth, what I am terrified of is that it's cancer, because my dad had cancer down there.
Don't go there yet.
Did you WebMD this? Because that's what's going to tell you.
No,
you have colon cancer.
No, I family historyed the crap out of it, and I didn't know that. Like,
cancer. Calm down.
I'm just telling you my literal fears. You ask and I answer.
From pooping a lot, you think you have cancer?
No,
I'm just being clear.
No, from things that are.
Things he's saying is family's history and the genetics. He thinks
talking about his experience right now.
And there being
like saying my aunt had breast cancer, but I don't have any breast cancer symptoms.
It's 8:42. Put your Cheerios down. Put your Cheerios down. Yeah. Put them down. There's other things other than just pooping a lot. Like, there's things. I'm bleeding a lot everywhere, and I want to get all of that. Yes.
Yes.
Now I'm pissed.
That's serious stuff, man.
Are you out of your damn? How long have you been bleeding?
Do you want the God's honest truth?
Yes.
Probably 2 or 3 years. If I'm 100,000% honest. Yeah,
are you? You've been
Gibbons,
bleeding. Why is it taking you this long to go?
You're
the typical man.
Fear
that thinks that it's just something that's going to pass and you'll be fine.
Who bleeds for three years and doesn't go to a doctor?
I swear to God, and it's been the fear. I'm afraid. I have an irrational fear of doctors. I've always had this irrational fear of doctors and hospitals, and I avoid them at all costs to the detriment of myself, my career, my coworkers.
You literally screw yourself.
Yeah. And I screw the people around me. So that's why we're making progress.
Good.
We're making progress.
I can't believe for 3 years.
And that's on the low end. I mean, it's probably even been longer than that.
How do you, have you not lost enough blood? I lost so much blood. I was in the hospital. How are you alive? I don't get it.
I don't know.
You're just saying it's just a little bit here and there, and you're thinking, oh, it just happened.
No,
it's okay.
No, there's times where it's quite a bit. And
you didn't go immediately. Oh, Gibbons, I want to shake you. I'm so glad you're going now. Yeah. I know, I'm supposed to say I'm glad you're going now, but I want to slap you right now for being so.
Well, no, we're glad you're going now. Yes, you're getting it taken care of. Don't be afraid of it.
Don't be stupid, you moron. Yes. When you have bleeding from your body, no matter where it is, you go to a doctor, people, if it's going on for years. That's crazy.
Especially from your body, from your intestines.
You don't take care of yourself at all.
No, and I'm, 2019 is the year of health for Gibbons, and it's starting
a
little early.
How about December 10th? Cut the crap, dude. Your stomach's bleeding. You don't have time to wait 2 weeks to get healthy. What's wrong, Gibbons?
He's getting his GI. He's getting a colonoscopy and an endoscopy on Monday.
Thank you, mother.
Gosh.
I love dad. The second to listen to your mother, bitch. Just go.
Seriously.
My mom just found out, okay?
Uh-huh. 2 years.
3.
Yeah. And that's probably on the low end, honestly.
I'm speechless. I have nothing else to say. You're ridiculous, man.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Did you see they announced Time's Person of the Year? They do it every single year.
I was dying to see who this was because they kept flashing who it could be. You know, they have like the short list.
Yeah.
And we had seen all these different people. So, you know, of course you had Trump on there. Yeah. And then you had Blasey Ford, the woman who testified against
Brett Kavanaugh.
Thank you. It's just like
Vladimir Putin was on there.
Because it's more influential than it is person.
It's not good cop, bad cop. It's just most influential.
It was the most influential,
So they say this year, Time Magazine has chosen The Guardians. It's a group of journalists who've been targeted for their work as Person of the Year. So it's multiple people. There's 4 different Time Magazine covers.
Oh.
Yeah, the first one has Jamal Khashoggi. Remember, he was the guy
Khashoggi.
Mm-hmm. He was murdered in Saudi Arabia by the officials, the prime minister, everyone, whatever the hell they are in Saudi Arabia.
Yep.
Killed for reporting on all the bad stuff they were doing. So he was killed.
He was killed at the consulate in October
Istanbul. Did you know he's the first dead person to be Time Person of the Year?
No.
I was shocked by that. They said he's the first one not alive, but there's 3 other covers.
Yep. The other one has a couple of Reuters journalists who were arrested in Myanmar.
Yeah, because they were trying to report on injustices and they got arrested.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And journalists from the Capital Gazette that were gunned down. Remember back in June?
I forgot they had the shooting at the newspaper. So they're all on it.
And the fourth cover is Maria Ressa. She's the chief executive of the Philippine news website, Rapier, I believe. So there's 4 different covers that Time has, and they're calling it The War on Truth, is what they say on the cover of the magazine, on each separate one.
That's deep.
You know
and
who
profound.
It was last yeah, year? Right it was the Silence Breakers last year, all the women who spoke up for the Me Too movement, which gives me chills again.
Oh, 2 years in a row, the big groups of people that are being recognized as Time's Person of the Year, again, it's the journalists.
You know who was second and third, which cracks me up?
Who was that?
Second was Trump.
Uh-huh.
And third,
us.
Robert Mueller.
Got it!
Wow. Oh, the irony.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Been on since 5 this morning. You can always catch up with our show on demand at 1037kissfm.com or wherever you find podcasts. Search for Riggs and Allie. We're right there. You can listen to the whole show without commercials or music. What did you learn on the show this morning? Can I go first real quick?
Yeah, sure.
I learned something.
I think we're both going to talk about Gibbons. I'm sorry.
Because he
stole the show today. Let's be real.
He did.
My lord, this story.
We learned this morning that Gibbons, who is quite the pattern of being sick.
Yes.
A couple days at a time. Finally went to a GI, gastrointestinal doctor, and found out that he has to have a colonoscopy and an endoscopy. But he's been bleeding from parts for over 2 years now, almost 3 years.
I'd put it over 3. If I'm 100% honest, I'd put it over 3.
Over 3 years having bleeding in that area and has never gone to a doctor. Now, I know you've been afraid because you don't know what it is, and you're afraid of the unknown like most men.
Yes.
Come on, man. Go to the damn...
You're afraid of being dead because you're about to be if you don't go to a doctor,
oh.
man. Come on. Yeah, that's what I learned today. Gibbons.
Yes.
You made Allie speechless for once with your absurd 3-year bleeding that you never told anyone about and didn't go to a doctor. You've been to doctors since then.
Yes.
Why have you not told them?
Really? Brought it up? Hey, by the way.
Seriously. No, seriously.
BT does.
Nothing? You never mentioned it once.
Never mentioned it once, no.
Why?
Fear.
It is straight fear.
fear of finding out that I'm actually really sick. This is not
what
logical.
What if you can literally take a pill like our intern who has stomach issues and she's fine every day?
I will find that out. But I literally just, guys, I have an irrational fear of hospitals. I fear that when I go in there, I'm never coming out. And that is from childhood stuff.
Right. How many surgeries have you had?
I've had brain surgery 5 times and I've had other major surgeries many times.
How many times?
I've had like major lung surgery.
How many times have you been in the hospital?
Oh, God. Dozens.
Okay, and you've been out afterwards, right?
Yes.
Thank you for finishing my point. How many times have you come out of the hospital?
Dozens of times.
Thank you. And now you're afraid you're going to die.
When you guys say it, it makes perfect sense. But in my warped mind, I can't. I couldn't bring myself to the results of this.
Yes. When are you going again?
Monday. 1 week from yesterday.
I can't believe
days.
They're letting you wait till Monday to do the colonoscopy. That actually pisses me off, and I suggest getting a second opinion.
Yeah, I would think that they would say, we're going to do this later this afternoon or tomorrow morning.
I've been bleeding
first
for 3 years. How about next week?
Yeah,
right. No! Right?
Maybe call and check up on that.
I might want to do that.
I would just say second opinion.
Maybe, yeah.
Okay. You can still same doctor, just but not same doctor, second
Gibbons,
opinion.
Did you learn anything this morning on the show?
What did you learn, Gibbons?
I learned so much about myself, but I actually learned something great about Allie.
What's that?
She has forged a relationship. She has gotten to know somebody very well.
Yeah.
Someone who she's never actually had physical contact with and only seen via FaceTime.
Yeah.
But she feels like she knows this person very well.
FaceTime's a game changer. I know my sister's boyfriend now. Because I've never met him, but I feel like I know him.
Video chat
FaceTime.
In general is a game changer.
Absolutely.
All those apps.
That's how I know my 6-month-old niece. All through FaceTime. That's it. I'm a FaceTime uncle.
Amen.
Always catch up with our show at 1037kissfm.com. Thank you, Gibbons, for finally going to the doctor.
You're very welcome.
Thank you for making me feel like a horrible person after I yelled at you to go to the doctor.
Yes.
No, I know. Tough love, and it had to happen.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.